It's Tuesday, March 8th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On February 9th, an 11-member Laotian Christian family was driven out of their home and village because of their belief in Christ, reports UCANews.com. Villagers seized their rice field and burned down their home. Sang Alown, the head of the family and a widow, told UCA News, quote, "Village residents and local authorities do not like us because we believe in Jesus Christ," end quote. She said the attack was the latest in a series of assaults. When her husband died last December, the villagers refused to allow his burial in the village cemetery. Plus, in October 2020, authorities in the Serevan province of southern Laos evicted 7 Christians and destroyed their homes for refusing to renounce their faith. Laos is the 26th worst country in the world for the persecution of Christians. Here are the latest numbers in the Russian-Ukraine conflict. So far, according to the United Nations, 1.7 million Ukrainian refugees have crossed the borders, and the numbers have increased over the weekend. That's 4% of the nation's population. Poland has received over 1 million refugees, Hungary 180,000, and Slovakia 130,000. Ukraine reports that 11,000 Russian soldiers have been killed. Meanwhile, the Russian Defense Ministry claims that 2,870 Ukrainian soldiers have been killed, 3,700 injured, and 572 captured, reports NPR. A YouGov Yahoo poll found that 74% of Americans believe the Russian invasion was unjustified, and only 6% believe it to be justified. Almost half of Trump voters say Russian President Vladimir Putin is doing a better job leading his country than President Joe Biden is doing in leading America. Also, Americans have shifted on the question of staying neutral in the conflict. 3 weeks ago, 49% wanted America to stay neutral and 46% sided with Ukraine. Now, only 25% would stay neutral and 57% side with Ukraine. Yesterday, Florida Surgeon General Joseph Lepedo announced that his state now recommends against vaccinating children for COVID-19, reports NBC News.
The Florida Department of Health is going to be the first state to officially recommend against the COVID-19 vaccines for healthy children.
The announcement comes after a roundtable medical and scientific discussion entitled "The Curtain Closes on COVID Theater," hosted by Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. It's available for public viewing on Rumble. The terrorist bomber who killed 3 people at the 2013 Boston Marathon is back on death row. The U.S. Supreme Court overturned the first federal circuit court decision, which had sustained an appeal that the bomber, Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, had not received a fair trial. The 6 Republican-appointed Supreme Court justices ruled in favor of the death penalty for Tsarnaev. Exodus 21 is clear in the case of murder. He who strikes a man so that he dies shall surely be put to death. If a man acts with premeditation against his neighbor to kill him by treachery, you shall take him from my altar that he may die. The Florida wildfires have consumed some 15,000 acres across 3 counties in the Panhandle, reports Fox Weather. The debris from Hurricane Michael in 2018 provided the fuel for the fires to spread so rapidly. Here's Fox Weather's Steve Bender.
The debris from Hurricane Michael, you have to account for that, because that was a Cat 5 storm in October of 2018. So sustained winds of 160 miles per hour hit Mexico Beach. That's about 20 miles south of here. A lot of this is dead vegetation that's been sitting here for 3 years. This is a prime source to fuel these fires.
In addition, 1,100 homes in Florida have been evacuated. The Nasdaq, a sample of 100 major tech stocks, sank to $12,800 and change, representing a 0% increase year over year. Bitcoin settled to around $39,000, down 23% year over year. And gold scraped $2,000 an ounce yesterday, an 11% increase year over year, reports Kitco.com. Average gas prices stand at a record $4.10 a gallon, And experts say we could be looking at $6 gas in the near future. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is attempting to get government out of the way of U.S. private enterprise with the Energy Freedom Act. The stated goal of this new legislation is, quote, to make America energy independent again by accelerating federal permitting for energy projects and pipelines and mandating new onshore and offshore oil and gas lease sales, end quote. Cruz says he wants to, quote, put a stop to the Biden administration's sabotage of the American energy industry, end quote. And finally, a conservative bloc will be parting ways with the United Methodist denomination. The group called the Global Methodist Church has determined its launch date as May 1st. The churches are dividing over the sin of homosexuality. Over the last 2 years, 132 churches have disaffiliated with the United Methodist Church. In a denomination that has embraced the homosexual lifestyle, that amounts to only 0.4% of the total churches. God preserves the remnant, according to Romans 11. Do you not know what the scriptures say of Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life. But what does the divine response say to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. Even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, March 8th in the year of our Lord, 2022, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.